So we just lift your hand. Let's just thank God that the Holy Spirit can open up what he needs to open in this house tonight, not only here but around the world, in different countries where people are tuning in. We thank you for every person, every family, every household, every person who have come to be present here tonight. And we yield to the Holy Spirit. Speak, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The subject matter is a maturing subject. And so I have to point out some words to you in order for you to understand how matured this arena, this area are going to be. We're going to deal with how to develop a decreeing anointing. A decreeing anointing. We're going to look at some scriptures that have been pointed out to us by God that there's a certain element of maturity that has to be in place before you can operate or function in that realm of the Spirit. I have to call into mind the apostolic, and the reason I am doing this because this church is being, for lack of a better word, programmed into the realm of the supernatural. Okay? So there's some changes that have to be made, there's some maturity, there's some growth, there's some insight, there's some revelation. So I'll have you write a few words down. Anointing, write that word down. Anointing. There's a certain amount of anointing to step into the next word, which is authority. Okay? And then here's a word that if you don't pay attention, you won't be able to grasp this word, atmosphere. In other words, this type of maturing will cause you to be an atmosphere changer. Okay? All right? And then there's a certain amount in the spirit realm that God the Father is expecting you to activate things. Another person couldn't move it, but you, because you're going to be matured enough in that decreeing anointing, you're going to be able to activate things that are not normally activated. And right before I left out the office, he said to emphasize, so how many words you got, four? Yes. Yeah. To emphasize it this way, moving out of just activities. Moving out of just activities. In other words, organizational structure, going to church, saying prayer, taking communion. No, actually that anointing, that authority, you see it?
Yes, sir.
That anointing, that authority, and the atmosphere changing. That there's a growth has to take place first. The word confess. It means you are admitting or testifying, right? You confess Christ. You remember? And I could read some more things about confession, but I want to go a little further. And the word proclaim means to announce something officially or publicly. When we come down to our subject to decree can be negative, mean to cut down or cut off. Or it could mean to call something into place by governmental authority. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to think spiritual,
yeah.
But I want you to think governmental now. To set us up, let's go to Genesis 1:28. You can put it on the board tonight, Genesis 1:28, because I got a lot of places to go. Genesis 1:28. You will not be able to do these things that you see in this verse unless you come to a point that you're not just confessing, you're just not proclaiming, but you at the point to know, when you say the word decree, it means you got authority behind what you're saying. Okay, it's something that can't be denied. Now, when you get to a certain element of maturity, scriptures become like that. See, in other words, you say it just as it. All right, look at this verse. And God blessed them. You with me?
Yes, sir.
And God said unto them, and God blessed them. He blessed them first, right? Then he said unto them, what he said? What else? What else? What else? God, no. And what else?
Have
dominion. You see, all those, I want you to, in your Bible, underline all those words. They are so powerful. But this cannot be done without understanding apostolically and prophetically Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Let's go there. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. See, I'll tell you some more about it, so you better understand it. Yeah, okay. Now, this is prophetical here, but it's for these times.
Yes, sir.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, talking about Jesus,
Yep. And
the government shall be up on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Go to the 7th verse. Of the increase of his what?
Government.
Now, let me say this to you. Because of Galatians chapter 4, I need you to dig into all this. Galatians chapter 4, and Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, we're going to have to grow up.
Yes.
We got this verse, the government shall be up on his shoulder and peace shall be no end. This is for matured Christian who know how to wear the decreeing anointing. In Galatians chapter 4, you're going to find out that you can be a child of God and never receive the benefits until you recognize, until you're mature enough to function in that level of the spirit realm. Let's look up, I want you to get this down before I read our golden text. Decree, what decree mean? From a negative point, to cut down or off. It means to decide. It's a decision. With governmental backup, a decree is an official order issued by a legal governmental authority. We have to come into the spirit realm to understand that. It's different from either a confession or a proclamation that is brought forth through governmental initiation. In other words, a decree carries much more authority than does a confession or a proclamation. Here's some notes I jot down right before I left out the office for you. An order usually having the force of law. Now, I want you to think about your affairs and things you're going to be dealing with in your life. As you grow in this area, you'll be able to handle it the same way. You got me?
Yes, sir.
Who with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Look what another statement it says. A foreordaining will. Already ordained by God.
Yes, sir.
a command that cannot be denied. Now, all of at large, the church is not there because the church is not functioning properly in the fivefold ministry gifts. Church has no pastor, a teacher. And so therefore they don't have the whole, they don't, matter of fact, look at Ephesians 4, 16. Ephesians 4, 16. And look where we're going. Look where the Lord having to build us to. By what every joint supply. You see, every joint, not just the pulpit. But you see what I'm saying? You see, we come to know something about faith and know something about confession, but we're talking about decreeing now. Decreeing is no knowing that it's legal right for me to have a miracle. It's legally right for me to raise somebody from the dead. It's legally right for me to decide I ain't dying right now. That's how much authority you have. To decree mean to determine or order. Got two more I'll give you. Ordained by government. Now we're talking about spiritual government. We're talking about Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. Or we're talking about the cross. Amen. What I say is ordained by the cross.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It is finished.
Yes, sir.
All right. And so to decree is an ordained command. How to develop a decreeing anointing? You listening?
Yes, sir.
There are some divine traveling. I want you to get that. Divine traveling. You have to become acquainted with in the spirit realm. Divine traveling? Not normal. It's not a, not, oh my goodness. It's not a normal route. It's the divinity of God taking you places you've never been before. It's supernatural traveling in the spirit realm. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Places that a normal man or a normal woman shouldn't be. It's a woman or a man who have stepped out of the norm into the supernatural. And just say things and expect for it to happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
There are times you're supposed to get up from your prayer life and decree it.
Yes.
Right. It is done. So I want you to take note of divine traveling. Actually, when you're in a church service, you're supposed to be divinely traveling. You're supposed to have expectation. I got expectation here tonight. You're supposed to have expectation because you're in the supernatural realm, right?
Yes, sir.
There are some divine traveling you will have to become acquainted with in the spirit realm. Listen very carefully. If you want to see the blessings of God unlocked in your life, other words, you got to do some divine traveling. You can't do no traditional traveling. You got to do some divine traveling. You got to expect God to do great and mighty things.
Yes.
Are you still here?
Yes.
Write it down there. I'm going to take you to the man's scripture. Moving into another dominion. Oh, I wanted to write dimension, but he told me no. He said, tell him moving into another dominion. In the spirit properly. You have a new spiritual insight available.
Yes.
A new spiritual insight available. Job chapter 22, verse 21. Now, many say this man have accused Job wrong. Yes and no. Because Job kept worrying about what was going to happen and he brought it on himself. He kept wondering how his children were going to make it. He kept saying they might have sinned, they might have done this, they might have done that. You can't keep doing that. In the first chapter, but I'm not going to go there. Job 22. Now we're actually working with, we're trying to get to verse 28.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to get to it, but you can't just jump to that verse.
Yes, sir.
But this is so powerful. That's why I try to give you a little prelude about decree, what decree means, you see. Thou shalt also decree a thing. You see it?
Yes.
In verse 28.
Yes.
And what happened?
And it shall be established.
Wow. And the light shall shine upon thy way.
Yes, sir.
That's a powerful voice. That's why I tell you, it's not proclaiming, it's not, it's a decree. It's loaded with supernatural, heavenly, governmental backup. In other words, you have to be matured enough to recognize what you're doing. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, this boy, Job, is in trouble, and his friends are whooping him up. But all of us need the whooping.
Yes, sir.
I mean, how long you been in church? 20, 30, 15, 20, 30, 40 years? Huh? All us supposed to be father. Supposed to be deeper, supposed to be stronger. Supposed to have more authority, more anointing. And especially every one of us need to be an atmosphere changer.
Yes. Yes.
When you walk in a room, it ought to change.
Yes.
People should be around you expecting something to happen.
Yes.
Whoosh, whoosh, look at her, she's in there. Ooh, ooh. Yeah. Be quiet, look, pay attention.
Come on.
Your atmosphere changer.
Yes.
Because you got so much trust in God.
Yes.
It's not that you're so great, but you're so connected.
Yes.
Say that.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
How many want that part of their life to come out strong and stronger? Yeah, yeah. And so that's why you're here tonight. Verse 21. Verse word. Yeah. Never stop getting acquainted with him. Acquaint not thyself with him and be at peace. Look what he says. Thereby good shall come unto thee. So if I acquaint myself right with God, I'll be at peace. And no matter what it looks like, good coming to me.
Yes, sir.
Now watch what I'm about to say. If that's true, therefore, the storms no longer will bother me. I'm too acquainted for the storm. I'm living in a Roman 8:28 environment. Even though the tree about to blow over. But it doesn't matter because facts can't change truth. But truth can change facts. I'm talking about your life now. I'm not back there with Job right now. I'm here with your life. See, we got to bring this Bible out to where we are and recognize we got the same God. And whatever we're dealing with, he can handle it. Thank you. He can handle it. He can handle it. Tell somebody he can handle it. I didn't say you wasn't going to have anything. It's not about being problem free. It's about being free from the problem. In this level of maturing in the decreeing anointing, you become the solution.
Yes, sir.
God wants you to be the solution. Because you're packing me. You try to get me to do something, why don't you go and do it? What you want me to say, why don't you say it? That's how powerful we are. But unless we understand the whole dynamics, we're not. We're just going to be singing songs and we'll get some things accomplished, but we're not going to enjoy the full flow. Quit not thyself with him and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Look at verse 22 then. How much have you received him? If you're panicking, you haven't received it because of what's coming to your right, what's coming to your left. You can't panic. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and live his word in thine heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust and the gold of Ophir as the stone of the brook. Yea, the Almighty. Verse 25. Shall be thy defense. See it?
Yes, sir.
And thou shalt have plenty of silver. But then shall thou have thy delight in the Almighty and shall lift up thy face unto God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me ask this question before I go any further. Listen to me very carefully. Who dealing with something in here tonight? Your hand on it. Who dealing with something? All right, now, are you listening? Are you hearing? Are you coming here for a Sunday school lesson? Listen. Are you listening? God is aiming to deal with whatever you're dealing with tonight. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long you've been dealing with it. You might not have been dealing with it right, but tonight you'll find out how to deal with it right. You're going to start decreeing some things. In other words, decree what you don't see. We got to stop repeating things. We got to start seeing things that are opposite to what we say and don't believe it. You didn't get it. See things that are opposite to what you say and don't believe it. Believe what you say. Because God got you backed up.
Yes,
Now, it even talks about in verse 26 again. For then should I have what?
Delight.
Thy delight in the Almighty, right?
Yes, sir.
And should lift up thy face unto God, right?
Yes.
Verse 27 now.
Yes.
Read verse 27. Then it goes on to say in verse 28. Now we just prayed. You see, I want to take you a little further.
Yeah.
Thou shalt also, don't just pray. Thou shalt also decree a thing. And it shall be established unto thee. Now, how many times you stop, just stop praying. You prayed and you quit. You never did a Mark 11:23 on a situation. See what you say. Decree. You decree a thing. All right, let's go. The decree and anointing, when properly understood, carried a power of Hebrews 4:12. Look at that quickly. It carried the power of John 6:63. Look at that quickly. It carried the power of Isaiah 55:11. Look at that quickly. Look at John 4:12. I mean Hebrews 4:12. The decreeing, you writing notes?
Yes, sir.
The decreeing anointing, when properly understood, carries the power of Hebrews 4:12. That word is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, pulling down and dividing the son of the soul and the spirit and the joint and the marrow and the son of the intent, intent in the thoughts of the heart. Look at John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickened it. Flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And then Isaiah 55:11, all mine. I have to take you to, in order to decree something, you listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm have to take you to Isaiah 55:8. Because you have to come to a conclusion that my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Okay.
My ways are not your ways. Okay? You have to get that straight before you can get to the 11th verse. See, in other words, oh my. You're not putting out your own words. You're putting my words out there. And the 11th verse, let me see, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Look at the 11th verse, Isaiah 55:11. You put my word out. I don't want you messing around with my word. Because my word don't come back to me. Boy. So if it came back, you didn't put my word out. You wasn't talking as my representative. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it's your prosper. Otherwise, you can't stop it. And that's what living a decreeing lifestyle is. Listen very carefully. A decree, an order that has the force of heaven back up. A raw decree, a foreordaining will. It means to command, to determine, or order, call, order, demand. Now you're right back to Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 about that government. You're right back to Genesis 1:28. You see it? Are you here? Are you hearing that? Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You're right back. We often talk about Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. You can turn there if you want. Mark 11, 23, 22, 21. I thought it 22, 24. My spiritual father used to use these verses all the time. But this has to be a clearly a commanding faith that knows its authority. In Mark 11, 22. Say what, have faith in God?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
Look what the 23rd verse says. Go ahead, read it. Whosoever shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that don't think what he said. Shall come to pass. He shall have what? What 24 said. Who with me up in here? See, in the spirit realm, in the spirit level, you have to be in an apostolic framework to fully function in the New Testament church. You have to have discernment. You have to know who's talking to you, what they're saying. You understand? You have to know your own authority. You can't be a little crybaby. Everybody got to lay a hand on you every 15 seconds. You know, you're supposed to be going around laying hands on other people. Stop talking about your doggone problem so much. The more you talk about it, the more your internet.
Yes, sir.
You didn't get it. The more you talk about what you're dealing with, your internet, so that's why I'm going to keep feeding you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they know you're going to put it out. You never heard me come talk about my problem. You think I got to have that? Yeah, but you don't have no problem. No, I don't talk about them.
Yeah.
What good? Come and tell you what. I went through this last week.
That's good.
He solved them all. All right, take me a few minutes. Isaiah 45, verse 11. God made you a commanding life as you develop his ways. In Isaiah 45, you're a commander. Thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, asked me of things to come concerning my son and concerning the work of my hand, command ye me. What? Go ahead, go to the next verse, 12 verse. I made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hand, have stretched out to heaven, and all their hosts have I commanded. And then verse 13. I raise him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my cities, and he shall let go my captive, not for price nor reward, said the Lord of hosts. Oh, hallelujah. Now, when I wrote this one down, I thought about all of you all. This is a statement I'm going to make. It's anointed on it. If you grasp it, something will happen to you. Every stuck in life you have been in, tonight get ready to pull out. You're going to speak your way out of it. Every stop in life you've been in tonight, get ready to pull out. Now that's how powerful God's word should be. You should not segment God's word. In other words, it'll happen after a while. No, God meant for it to happen right now. You online. You're online for a reason. Whatever. It doesn't matter whether you're in Germany, no matter where you are. You're online for a reason. God said to tell you, he told me to tell you, every stuck you have been in tonight, get ready to pull out. Is God big enough to say that? I didn't hear nobody say, I'm out.
I'm out.
You back it up, I'm telling you. God love a good challenge. Because there's no challenge to God. I'm out. He said, for 30 years, I'm out. God can change everything and everybody concerning you. I'm going to give you this one to read. Understanding the power of a kingship decree. In 2 Chronicles chapter 30, 1 through 6. You read that. In this decreeing anointing, it is unblocking the blessings of God in your life.
Yes,
everything that had been blocked as you feed on and let the Holy Spirit tell you more about this anointing, you're going to start unblocking it. Unblocking the blessings of God in your life. Job said decree a thing, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
What did he say after you said decree it? And what else he said? The light gonna shine?
Yep.
Again, the Spirit of God said to me, and I don't know how you're gonna deal with you with this. You won't be robbed anymore because of keeping the veil open. The veil of this truth, the veil of this revelation. You won't be robbed. Is it? It just the Holy Spirit will have to deal with it, you know. But you who are in the sound of my voice, some things have happened to your life tonight. Just trust the Holy Ghost. Just trust the Holy Ghost. Decreeing is a doubt flusher. Decreeing shut down double-mindedness. Decreeing open doors that no power can close. Listen to this. How many miracles are waiting on your decree? Been stacking up over the years and they stand there waiting and say, when's she going to decree this thing? When are you going to decree it? In talking on decreeing, a lady was having problems and she heard Brother Oral Roberts say this. You've heard this before. God said it. I believe it.
Yes,
that's silly.
Yep.
That's a powerful statement, you know that? Huh?
Yes,
God said it.
I believe it.
I wrote a footnote. I said, I believe it. That's silly.
Yes.
You saw that? You didn't see that, did you? You thought I said the same thing, didn't you? I did not say the same thing. Let me read it to you again. God said it, I believe it, that's selling. See, if you said that, you think I'm saying the same thing. I said, I believe it,
that's selling.
See, somebody said, oh, you didn't say the same thing. I didn't say the same thing. Now, I want you to notice also, every area of your life can flourish with decrees.
Yep.
Thank you. Now remember what we said? We talked about the decree. You remember what this decree is, right? It is different from either a confession or a proclamation in that it brought forth through governmental initiation. In other words, it got the government behind it. In other words, a decree carries much more authority than a confession or a proclamation.
Okay.
See, there's the person who decreeing has to have spiritual maturity. I want to say apostolic and prophetically. To know I'm not just a member.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The kingdom of God is in me.
That's right.
Yes. I got power.
Yes, sir.
There's power in my words.
Yes.
There's power in my prayer.
Yes.
You understand? There's power in my faith.
Yes.
Sure, I got a leader, but I'm a leader too. I can walk by faith. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
I can talk to God myself.
Yes,
you have to make it personal.
Yes,
you have that Ephesians 4 chapter hanging over our head. Word of Life Christian Center and all of you who connected, it's hanging, all the churches connected to the church, hanging over our head. It's apostolic time.
Yes.
It's time for full spiritual government. All these organizations are to be pulled to the side. All these big persons who no respect, don't have to, just big, got big name, got to be pushed on the side. We got to see Jesus. And you're going to have to know who you are in Christ. And you have to stop feeling sorry for yourself. It's just another challenge. You have the ability to call things that be not as though they were. When you talk about speaking to a mountain, don't think about no big hill. Think about that situation. That's the mountain he's talking about. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm anointed with a decreeing anointing. Now the decreeing mean, and let me close right here. The decreeing mean full of divine backup.
Yes, sir.
Or full of supernatural backup.
Yes, sir.
Or full of God.
Yes, sir.
Full of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying now is full of the Holy Spirit. Full of the Word of God. Huh? Got angelical backup. When something decreed, the angel got no choice. And I just tell you, just say it feebly. If you're scared, just say it. Just say I'm saying this right here. This is what's going to happen. And watch what happens. Not one person should leave here tonight at the same level.
Thank you,
Father. The reason I talk about, let's look at it for a close. Go to Galatians chapter 4. Look at it for a close. That's the reason I talk about it for a few minutes. Time for a change. In my life, I receive your seed. Just reading these seven verses, I pray that the Lord will breathe on us tonight and give us an idea about how to develop a decreeing anointing, that you got to be a certain amount of spiritual growing. Organization and denominations can't hold us at a certain level. We got to be able to flow, be free to flow wherever the Spirit take us. Look at verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, different nothing from a servant. Come on, you see that? Can you see that?
Yes,
look what it said at the end of the voice, though. You mean to tell me? There's some places I could be I don't know about.
Jesus.
Though he be Lord of all.
Yes. Yes.
Watch now, maturity gonna go. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father, not the rest of your life. Even so, when we were children, were in bondage under the element of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that was under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son in your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, verse 7. Thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son,
yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Then I am.
Yes.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
That's what the Lord is saying to us tonight.
Yes,
so when you go, when you look at Isaiah, you look at Isaiah 9 about their government. See, the government can't come in full place unless Ephesians 4:11 is in place. Go to Ephesians 4:11 quickly. Because 12 cannot manifest without 11. So 16 surely not going to show up. So Satan would love to call a real apostle an imposter, because he don't want the church to see that level and that realm, that you as a child of God is powerful yourself.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to wear a robe to be powerful. Now, I've trained this church to a certain extent. The people that have been with me for years know how to fight. They know how to fight. I get very few phone calls. They know how to fight for themselves. That's when you know you're doing your job.
Yes, sir.
I don't want no secondhand Jesus.
No.
Got to come through somebody else. I know Jesus for myself. Are y'all seeing it?
Yes, sir.
So you know the difference between decreeing now?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
When you decree something, it has supernatural, governmental, heavenly, spiritual backup, and you know it.
Yes, sir.
In other words, when you learn the premises of decreeing, your words become just like God's word.
Yes, sir.
So you can say Isaiah 55:11.
Yes,
this ain't coming back to me, void.
Glory to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
What authority God has given us.
Yes.
And see, in these last days, he needs some of us ruling. Need us reigning.
Yes.
Not being afraid. Not repeating what they say.
Right.
Smell victory.
Yes.
And I'm talking about with an old problem.
Yes.
Something I've been praying about a long time. Y'all trust it?
Yes, sir.
Get up and praise God a few minutes. Thank God. Just lift your hand. Lift your hand and praise Him and thank Him. Online, join with us that you having the decreeing anointing on you. You're going to know what to say, when to say it, how to say it, why you're saying it, and expect for it to manifest. You call things that be not as though they were. God had three things when He created the world. He had His voice, He had the Spirit, and He spoke it out. That's what decreeing means. Just like God created the world, you'll be able to create your own world. Because it's going to be according to His will. Hallelujah. Come on, sir.